today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Accept our condolences on this sad occasion. Today is the demise anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, the last Prophet of Allah, the last Messenger of Allah. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Sunday, is the 28th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Mustafa, Mustafa, Mustafa. Now we listen to parts of the last sermon of Prophet Muhammad, the last Messenger of Allah. This sermon was delivered on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, 10th, according to Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. All mankind is from Adam and Eve, and Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor a non-Arab has any superiority over an Arab. Also, a white has no superiority over a black, nor a black has any superiority over a white, except by piety and good action. Learn that every Muslim is a brother to every Muslim, and that the Muslims constitute one brotherhood. Nothing shall be legitimate to a Muslim which belongs to a fellow Muslim unless it was given freely and willingly. Do not therefore do injustice to yourself. Remember, one day you will meet Allah and answer your deeds. So beware. Do not astray from the path of righteousness after I am gone. O Allah, be my witness that I have conveyed your message to your people. Dear Muslims all around the world, dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the sad demise of Holy Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
Sheikh Rouhani,
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, first of all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this episode, we are going to talk about the moral and ethical characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi is introduced in the Holy Quran as rahmatan lil alamin, as a mercy upon all the human beings and the whole universe, not only in this world, but also for the hereafter life and the next world. Also, he is introduced as a rahmah, as a mercy. The question is that, what are some of the main moral characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, and why is he introduced as a rahmatan lil alamin, as a mercy upon the human beings? To answer this question, first of all, it's better to understand that from the Islamic perspective and from the viewpoints of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, akhlaq or morality has its own specific meaning, which might be a bit different from what we usually and normally understand from morality and ethics and akhlaq. To answer this question, that what is akhlaq, what is morality from the perspective of Islam, or in the viewpoint of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, we should understand that there is a very close kind of relationship between morality and perfection. Morality, observing the moral rules in our lives, in a Muslim's life, perfects the soul and that person and the existence of that person, existentially and solely and spiritually, actually, it perfects a person. Now, the question is that, what do we mean by perfection? When we talk about the perfection, we should first of all identify and clarify that what is meant by perfection. Perfection from the Islamic point of view is getting closer and closer to the ultimate source of pleasures, source of perfection, source of knowledge, source of life, source of hayat, source of all the blessings. That is why, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the infinite existence and He is the infinite and unlimited source of hayat, of life, of pleasure, of existence, of whatever good things that we are in pursuit of in our whole life. So that is why the one who is getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that he perfects himself by each one of those steps that he put forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the more you get closer to the source of perfection, the more you perfect yourself. So that's why the ethical rules and moral rules, observing these rules in our lives, must perfect us, must improve us, must help us to get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
A narrative states that a Bedouin came to the Messenger of Allah, stood in front of him and called upon him, saying, O Muhammad, O Muhammad, you are a lying sorcerer, more lying than any other that there is under the shade or in the plaint. You are the one who claims that in this green land you have a God who sent you to the black and to the white. I swear by the idols that had I not feared my folks describing me as rash, I would have hit you with this sword of mine. One of the companions leaped up to hit him, but the prophet said to the companion, sit down. A clement person is almost as good as a prophet. Then the messenger of Allah turned to the Bedouin and said, O brother, is this how Arabs behave? They approach us at our place of meeting and then assail us with such rough language? O Bedouin, I swear by the one who sent me as a prophet with the truth, anyone who harms me in the life of this world shall be tomorrow in the fire, being tormented. The Bedouin, who expected a similar rash response from the prophet, was moved by the latter's clemency and the overlooking of his own harsh words. He paused and contemplated on the manner and behavior of the prophet in response to his words. The Bedouin began to realize the virtue and magnanimity of the Prophet of Islam. After some soul-searching, the man accepted Islam. IRIB English Radio, today's special, expresses its condolences on the demise anniversary of the Prophet Muhammad, the last messenger of Allah. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Cooperation. Prophet Muhammad is the best and the highest among people. However, whilst all the greatness and grandeur, he was cooperative towards people and helped others in doing the chores in any way he could help them. He never treated himself as someone special. Rather, he would mix with common people and cooperate with them in any way. He could, as one of his companions narrates regarding the Battle of Trench, I saw the messenger of Allah on the day of the trench carrying dirt that was dug from the trench until his chest was covered with dirt. Thus, a Muslim must also not value status or rank, rather be helping towards people and give his or her fair share in the efforts that all the people are putting.
When Rasulullah was sent, the Quran says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. One of the ways that he was a sign of mercy was that this divine punishment of God for sins came to an abrupt stop. Allah would no longer punish us for our sins in this life. Allah gives us a chance till the next life. Where is this mentioned in the Holy Quran? The Quran says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Don't think that the people of Rasulullah, the people of Quraysh, they were good people. They didn't bother Rasulullah. That's why there was no divine punishment. No, they were worse than the tribes of other messengers. The Prophet himself says, مَا أُذِيَ نَبِيٌ مِثْلَ مَا أُذِيتَ. How many wars did they wage against him? He says, no, Prophet was bothered like how much I was bothered. So why weren't they punished for everything that they did? The Quran says, because Allah says, I will not punish you if Rasulullah is on earth. Rasulullah's mere existence is what? Is mercy for you. As long as Rasulullah is born, he's walking on the earth, I will not punish anyone. Punishment in the dunya has been lifted. So this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a form of mercy even after he has died. Now you may say the verse continues, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ. If they do istighfar, Allah will not punish them. How much do we do istighfar? How much dhulam is there in the world? Why isn't there divine punishment? Because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not because of the istighfar. How many people do true istighfar? 1% of the humanity? And that's why some people with this pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, they ask, is this punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My opinion, brothers and sisters, is no. This is not punishment. Especially for the believers. If you're a believer, why would Allah punish you?
That was all for today's special. We offer condolences to all Muslim brothers and sisters on the demise anniversary of the last messenger of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Till another episode of today's special, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Mustafa, anta al-Nabiyul Amin, wa Sayyidul Mursaleen, rahmatan lil alamin, jitta bil haqqil yaqeen. Anta al-Nabiyul Amin, wa Sayyidul Mursaleen.